Reuven Levy, we're learning together. Hashem's help, we're learning the book Gan HaShalom, the Garden of Peace, guides to a happy marriage, fulfilled marriage, happy home, Shekhinah, the divine presence resting in the home, everything good. Shalom's writing now on the Hebrew version, page 172, in the seventh chapter. He's writing now that even though a person can fulfill, can go through the book, fulfill the rules of Shalom by it, there are the reasons why he still may be struggling. So in the previous chapter, we looked at the fact that a person needs to pray. A person needs to pray on his Shalom by it. It's not enough simply to do his best to try and see what happens. He needs to pray. In the previous chapter, we saw lots of reasons why prayer was needed. Here, he's talking about the need for instruction, the need for guidance. And the fact that people fail in Shalom Bayit because they're not instructed properly. It says many people come to him for advice on Shalom Bayit. And the common theme between all of those who are having major problems is that they never got instruction and they got taught how to properly act with their spouse. So this is for a few reasons. One reason that we looked at just at the end of the last year is that some people think they don't need it. Who needs to be told how to be a husband? It's obvious, isn't it? Just look around. No one else has got instruction. They're all doing fine. So, who needs instruction? I got on fine with my friends. It's not a lot of difference. So, Ravari says this is a big mistake. A person shouldn't think that, like it says in a booklet I once saw from, I can't remember, it was some yeshiva. I was sitting there waiting for someone. I flicked through, they had a pamphlet on the desk, Marriage Guidance for Yeshiva Boys. It was written by the Rosh Yeshiva. I can't remember who it was. It was a small pamphlet. Anyway, so I just read the first paragraph when I was waiting for my friend to come. And it said in there, the first thing you should know when you get married is that you're not marrying your chavruta. If you learn that, then you're already you're way ahead of a lot of people. The wife is not your chavruta. She's not interested in your Torah learning. It means nothing to her. It's boring for her. You can't argue with her like you argue with your chavruta. It's a completely different thing. And for a person who has not been brought up with any instruction and thinks that they're marrying their chavruta, then they're in for a big trouble. First Shabbos meal where he pulls his thumb out and starts darshaning. She's going to kick him out. What's going on? Men and women are a different species. They're not the same. They're not the same. Man is built to be criticized, to learn by his mistakes, to be told what he's doing wrong. A woman's not. It's not her job. It's completely the opposite. If husbands would take some time to think seriously, to do some serious consideration about the differences, the spiritual differences between a man and a woman, and they would understand, they would feel how different the soul of a woman is to their soul. Then they would search with all of their power to find someone who could give them instruction. Right? If we actually understood how different they were, women are, for sure we would look for help. And our problem is you don't realize, we're going into it blinded. going into it.
Some people get premarital counselling.
Okay, it's a good start. I had a pre-marriage course. It was very interesting. I had about 6 lessons, like 1 hour, 2 hours, I can't remember, each. Most interesting thing they had was they split us into 2 groups, men and women. Mostly we were together, but for one or two exercises they split us into the men and the women. There was like 10 couples in the group. So and then they gave each one a flip chart pad with a pen. So write down all the things you're bringing into the marriage. They told both groups to do that. And then they came back and they opened the flip charts and showed everybody what the other one had written. Right? All the men, what are you bringing to the marriage? We had like car, house, CDs, money, right? That's what we're bringing to the marriage. What did the women have written down on theirs? Love, commitment, right? All these like concepts that were... The men were like, well, what does that mean, right? That was the biggest eye-opener, some thing I remember. It was like maybe 20 years ago, but it's what I remember, right? And it showed me that they're completely different, right? What am I bringing? Like, Tate, you know, and what's she bringing? All. So, it's very important to realise where we're holding. Then we can go and look for help. We don't know where we're holding, we think... We usually think we're holding a very much higher place than we really are holding. Doesn't matter what it is. Oh, Shalom Bayit. Oh, yeah, that's easy. Oh, yeah, everything's great. Oh, I'm the best husband in the world. The reality begins to dawn slowly, slowly, that I'm not the best husband in the world. And then, usually by then, hopefully it's not too late, when it starts to dawn on me. Better than I realize early on, and I try and do something about it. Therefore, should know that this thing, Shalom Bayit, doesn't depend at all on the wisdom of the husband, rather on his learning. I can be a very smart guy. I have no clue what it means to be in a marriage or how to have Shalom Bayit. How am I ever going to know that? Just from my logical brain? No, my logical brain is going to tell me wrong, because my logical brain is going to be based on my own experiences, which is myself. Right? Oh, this is how I understand people, this is how I understand the world, this is how I get on with people. Oh, it must work the other way. So if I use my brain, I'm actually going to end up in a very wrong place. Rather, it depends on learning, because it's not something that we're born with. We're not born knowing. If you're lucky, you had sisters. If you're lucky, you have parents who you can learn, you can glean a little bit from. It's not the same as actually being told what's going on. A person can make a lot of wrong assumptions. Just because he sees that his father bought his mother flowers, whatever, once a month, once a week, once a year, however it was, and he thinks, oh, my parents had a good marriage. Oh, so I'm going to link the two. Must be, if you want to have a good marriage, you buy flowers. What I learned. It doesn't mean it's true, it's just what I saw, my perception. Right? Just like a person wouldn't expect to learn medicine without many long years of study. He knows very well how little he has. How little his knowledge is. And he doesn't say that this is because he's stupid, but rather because he hasn't learned, he hasn't prepared himself. A person wants to become a doctor, he knows he has to learn, and he's not embarrassed to learn. He knows that this is something I'm not aware of. I wasn't born with knowledge of medicine. And even if my father was a doctor, doesn't mean that I can just assume that I can now be a doctor without learning. I've been to a doctor once, therefore I know medicine now. He's not embarrassed to say, no, I need to learn. If I want to practice, I need to learn. There's no difference with being a good husband. There's no reason why I should think I can be a good husband without learning how to be it. Well, it's going to come to me. I'm going to wake up one morning with a brilliant idea of how to be a good husband. No chance. כך הוא ממש לעניין החיים של אישה. So too is the life of a woman. חוסר ידיעה אינו נובע מטיפשות. We don't know anything about the life of a woman. And she can't even explain it to you. You try and ask your wife, okay, so look, top, we'll sit down, I'll speak to her, I'll say to her, look, let's have a frank, open conversation. You tell me what's good for you, what's not good for you, what you like, what you don't like, what I can do to help, what really annoys you, what upsets you. It's good. But she doesn't know herself what her, how her one Hashamah is. Do you know how you're, if someone turns to you, how are you feeling? Feeling, what's a feeling? Even with the best will in the world, it's going to help, but it's not going to do the trick. You once told me that you like chocolates. So that's it. So now on for the rest of my marriage, I'm buying chocolate. What, it didn't do it? It wasn't enough? No, it wasn't enough. It was useful, it was helpful, it wasn't the end of the story. חוסר ידיעה אינו נובע מטיפשות אלא מחוסר לימוד מתאים. The lack of knowledge does not come from stupidity. It only comes from a lack of appropriate learning. בכל שכן שמעוות הנקודה המסוימת של השני בין האיש אישה. All the more so that not only are we talking about the specific point of the difference between the man and the woman. Ma'avako miskeret hanisuin miklul shalem shel mitzvot. Shetzrichim kol echad mehen nivodrav. Not only the fact that there is a great difference between a man and a woman in their identity, in their soul, and whatever. That's not the only reason you need to learn. Rather, we also need to learn because in the framework of marriage, there are many mitzvahs, but we need to learn how to do them properly. K'mor kosha halachot mitzvot sheish b'Torah, like any other laws and mitzvahs that there are in the Torah. Right? Mitzvahs of looking after your wife, how to be with her, positive obligations, negative obligations. The Chofetz Chaim brings in his Sfarim, there are, Rabbi Yaakov, I bet you know how many mitzvot does a person break in saying Lashon Hara? 17. 17 mitzvot that a person can break when they speak Lashon Hara. Well, a person's very careful not to eat pork. Make sure he learns kashrut, learns Shabbos. But when he's with his wife, he's spending that most of the time speaking with her. Most of the time. Most of the time you're with your wife, you're speaking 17 different mitzvahs that you can ruin, trample, walk all over every moment if you don't know those laws. And that's just one aspect. It's not even specific to marriage. There's a lot to learn in marriage. For example, everyone knows that in order to put on tefillin, you need to be instructed. You're not born knowing how to put on tefillin. Even if you saw someone, maybe you've got an idea of roughly what to do, different ways of doing it, different arms, where it's meant to be. Kate san manichin, how you put it on. Matan manichin, when you put it on. Ma'asim, what you do exactly. Afilu misha yiknet tefillin me. Even someone who bought very kosher tefillin, but he put them on the forehead, not on the hairline, but like below, like many people make a mistake. It doesn't help him, he doesn't fulfill his mitzvah. So even if he saw someone wearing tefillin, yeah, you put it on your forehead, roughly somewhere here. If you put it in the wrong place, you messed up completely. Didn't do anything. Half an inch in the wrong place. No mitzvah tefillin the whole life. Mitzvah tefillin he may ha mitzvah takalot habshutop yoteh lekayem. A mitzvah tefillin is one of the most simple mitzvahs that is to learn how to fulfill. Just got to put them on, that's it. Don't have to do much. Habe yoteh mitzvot hanesuim kolelet halachot rabot. Many other mitzvahs that relate to marriage involve many halachot, the mitzvah robot shatulim ba'or b'kavanatalev, that depend, for example, on intention of the heart. That in order to learn how to fulfill them properly, a person certainly needs a lot of study, guidance, and a lot of prayer and siyata dishmaya. Od yeshnam ka'ela, they're also people. Shehem rabbanim chashuvim b'chol minei miksot Torah, including important rabbis from all areas of Torah. Vaday einam avinim madua hem tzrichim hadracha, and they do not understand why they need guidance. B'chol shechen hadracha mi rabbanim shehem ketanim mehem b'limud. And all the more so why they should require guidance from someone, from a rav, someone smaller than them in their limud, in their Torah learning. Binyum v'kiot v'kodemet. Right? There are many Talmidei Chachamim who are very learned in Torah study, spend their whole lives in the Beit Midrash, Baruch Hashem, learning very high levels. They might say, why do I need guidance from a lower, in inverted commas, rabbi, someone who doesn't know as much as me, someone who's never learned as much as me. Hatshuva l'rabbanim halumi. The answer to these rabbis is, al pi ma shamu ben zoma, according to what ben zoma said in Pirkei Avot. Ezechu chacham, who is the wise person? Halomen mikol adam, someone who can learn from everyone. Shneema, like it says, mikol melamdei hiskalti. Right, from all my teachers, I learned. It's like it says in Tehillim, "Shekamosha yesh rofe shehu mumche olami lebayot einayim." So, for example, you might have a doctor who is the world expert on eye problems. Aval kishecholeh b'libo afilu shegam lo yesh musag b'tchum ze. And if this world famous, world best eye doctor has a problem with his heart, so even though he also learned about the heart when he was learning medicine, nevertheless he would still go for advice to a person who is expert in problems of the heart, and he would not be embarrassed in this. And he won't see in this that it's a degrading, it's lowering his honor. Therefore, so too, a big rav who is very specialized in studying and giving Torah sikadin, if he has problems in Shalom Bayit, it's no embarrassment for him to come and learn from someone who is smaller than him, but in his study, about whom for someone who is knowledgeable in Shalom Bayit. Person who reads this book, takes in, understands it, lives it, is able to give advice to the most highest learners. Learned Talmid Chacham is having Shalom Bayit problems. Why? Not because I'm cleverer than him. He's more learned than me in most things, but he doesn't know this. He's never learned. No one told him. No one told him that he's not allowed to criticize his wife, that he needs to put his wife in first place. So, where did I? No one taught him that. It wasn't on the curriculum.
The rabbis who don't learn put a lot of people in great danger because they don't have any idea what they're telling somebody.
Mm-hmm.
If they're giving, if they're trying to give instruction to Shalom Bayit, it can't be a problem. Truth is, Hashem is running the world. What does that mean? It means that even rabbis who are giving bad advice is only because Hashem's letting them give bad advice. If I go to a rabbi and he gives me bad advice, it's the exact advice Hashem wanted me to hear at that moment. Stuffed me up, caused me a problem, for sure. Hashem said you need this problem. I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to send it to you via a piece of bad advice. Hashem is controlling everything. Everything. You're right, it's not ideal. We need to do our job. Do the best we can. But I should remember that too. Ve'im hevenu adata dogma me'adam pashut shechayav lemod shalom bayit. Ve'gam me'rav gadol shechayav lemod shalom bayit. Mimela kol achad tzarech lakachat musa la'atzmo shehu chayav lemod shalom bayit. So, Rav Arush writes that if, like you can see until now, we've brought examples of from the simple person to the greatest Rav who needs to have instruction on shalom bayit. So I should also learn from here that I myself also need instruction. Because almost all problems in shalom bayit come from the fact of a lack of knowledge. That if I would have known the problem that was lacking, I would have prevented the problem from arising. Someone would have come and told me that it's not the way for me to tell my wife that she needs to start benching and all other shtiyot, right? But that's not going to help. It's going to destroy my shalom bayit. It's not going to get her to start benching, right? It's a completely can't, and explains to me why and shows me why she can't hear it and why it's not for me to say and why if I want to change it I need to go. Explains to me all of those things. So then I would never do it. You would do it. I have a good intention. We all go out with good intention. I only want the best. So the fact that I messed up and it turned into a horrible row and I was only trying to help. So the problem with that is I didn't know. You're right, I didn't know. So when I don't know, I need to go and learn. Laman ha'emet, ha'gava hi ha'gorem ha'ikari l'kach. So here, Rav Shalom writes, so this is the main problem. The truth is, ga'ava, pride, arrogance, is what causes a man that he's not prepared to accept instruction. Right? Ga'ava, pride. I have to lower myself to take instruction from someone. To admit that I don't know. Have to cancel myself, get rid of a bit of that arrogance. And that's hard for me to do. And therefore I'm not prepared to put in effort for my shalom bayit, to increase my prayers, b'limud, my learning, b'tirgub, the practice, etc. Ki mechamat gava nira lo she'etzlo hakol b'seder, because of gava, pride, arrogance, seems to him that everything is fine with him, everything's good by me, I'm a great husband, what's the problem? It's the woman, it's the wife, she's the one with the problem, she's the one that needs instruction. I'm fine, I'm doing everything great, trust me, I've seen marriages and I know what is a bad marriage. I've seen it, family, friends, I've seen how people act. I don't act like that. I'm good, strong, treat my wife nicely. There's a problem, it can't be me. It's what a person tells himself. It's a lie, obviously, but it's what he tells himself. Doesn't want to hear that it's him. And it's the woman that needs help. Because by him, he thinks it comes naturally to him. I'm just naturally a good guy, I'm naturally a good husband. Being a good husband is like falling off a log. It's easy. What do I need to be told what to do? V'chi adam nifla kamahu sarich litametz l'samech yishto. Could it be possible that a guy as wonderful as me needs to put in an effort to make my wife happy? Psh, no chance. Etzem zeh shehi nesua lo kva amur l'samech oto automatit. The fact that she married me should be already enough that makes her happy automatically. What else does she need? She married me. That doesn't make her happy then. That's all there is. I've done my job. I can put my feet up now for the rest of the next 120. Nope, and nope. We need to know. So we can love him. Hey Ted. We should know that the purpose of creation can only be fulfilled only if there is shalom bayit. Therefore, it doesn't matter what mitzvah a person does in this world or what his avodat Hashem is that he involves himself with. The bottom line is, if there is not shalom bayit in the world between a man and a woman, then Hashem has not achieved the purpose for which He created the world. Why? We're going to explain now with Hashem's help. Hine, behold. Abriyat Adam Katuv. In the creation of man, it's written as follows. Hashem created man in his image, but Salem Elokim bara oto. In the image of man of God he created him. Zachar nekeva bara otam. Male and female he created them. Tov, pasuk in Bereishit. We can write him, from here we can see, She'ein nikra Adam ela misha nasui. Therefore we can see from here to a start, a man is not called a man unless he is married. Hashem created man and woman he created them. From here we see that a man is not a man unless he is married. That's the starting point. Slowly. First of all, you've got to get married. Because davka, only when the male and female are together, they're called man. Adam.
When they're together,
Tov, he says here together. Aval zachah belo nekeva, or nekeva belo zachah in Adam. But a man without a woman, or a woman without a man, it does not count. It's not called man. Bezohar mulvah, brought in the holy Zohar Kadosh. Kol diokan shelo nimsa bo zachah unekeva eno diokan shel mala. What's a diokan?
Image.
Any image which is not found male and female is not an image from
above.
Ki damot aliona shaleya ne'emar betzalem Elokim bara oto. Because the higher image on which it is written, in the image of God, he created him. Uzaka nekeva. It is male and female. Right? It says man was created in the image of God. And it says that image was male and female, he created them. So the image of God means male and female. It's not one, it has to be both. If you want to be in the image of God, you need both. It can't just be one.
Because when you act like a woman, you're into a woman now. So you're not a man.
There's no point acting like a woman. Nitsa. Therefore, it turns out that if there's no connection between the male and the female, which means there's no love between them, because ahava is the gematria of echad, ein selem elokim, there is no image of God. Od muva, it's also brought over there. Kol makom shelo nimsaim zachar nekeva b'achdut, any place where the male and female are not together, as unified. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo mashre shechinato. Hashem does not rest his divine presence. Umodoro ba'oto makom, or dwell in that place. Imsa, turns out, Yadam hatzadik hachi gadol ba'olam. It turns out you can be the biggest tzaddik in the world. Im ein ba makom achal zachar nekeva. But if he doesn't have in his place male and female, uba'achdut, and that they're together, unified, Hashem yibarach lo shechen sham. Hashem simply isn't over there. Hashem isn't there. We were midrash katuv, and it's written in the midrash: Lo ish v'lo isha, v'lo isha v'lo ish. You can't have a man without a woman, and a woman without a man. Velosh Nehem, Velosh Shechina. And not both of them without the Shechina. And the meaning of this is Ish Bilo Isha, Uklum. A man without a woman is nothing. Isha Bilo Ish, Higam Klum. A woman without a man is also nothing. Ushnehem Bili Hashechina. And the two of them without the Shechina, Einam Klum, also nothing. Ki Mibli Shi Yelahem Shalom Bayit. Because if there's not Shalom Bayit between them, Ein Beneihem Hashechina, the Shechina does not dwell between them. Gam Hem Einam Klum, and therefore they are also nothing.
Rakash. Just one thing. Is this book also appropriate for single people who are contemplating?
Yes. He writes at the beginning that the person should read this before he gets married.
Before,
yeah, not wait. Why wait? Why wait till it goes wrong and then realize best not to break it than have to go around fixing it. If you don't have to fix it, then it's even better. Keep it perfect and pristine as it was on the first day. You need to know what to do. Right, Kash shares Ochin Lishalom Bai. It says also it's a good segula for getting married. Right? Why? Because Hashem doesn't want you to ruin your life and definitely doesn't want you to ruin someone else's life. However, if I read this book and he knows that I'm not going to mess up two people's lives at least, then Hashem says, stop, now I can let you get married. I'm waiting to actually know what you're doing before I, you know, don't give your son a car until he's learned how to drive. So take the car, try it, play with it a bit, and then come back to me and we'll talk about how to drive it. It's not the way you do it. Rak ka'asher zochin l'shalom bayit, she'al zeh ne'emar ish v'isha zochu shechina b'neihem. Only if a person merits to have shalom bayit, that's written about it, man and woman, that merit to have the shechina between them. Rak az yishne shleimut hashra'a shechina. Only then can the Shechina completely dwell amongst them. The Ramak Zatzal wrote, Adam she'ein imo isha pashut she'ein imo Shechina klal. A man that does not have a wife simply does not have the Shechina at all. Ki ika Shechina mitzad nekeva. Because the main thing of the Shechina is the side of the feminine. What does that mean? Don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It means lots of spiritual things. It's a spiritual thing.
Maybe it cannot be translated.
No, I don't want to translate it. It's an idea that if you haven't got a man and woman, you can't have the Shekhinah dwelling between them.
If
you haven't got a man and a woman together, then you can't have the Shekhinah dwelling there.
Of course.
So he says this is from because the Shekhinah is from the side of the female.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a female aspect of.
It's a female aspect.
Right, but it doesn't really help.
Just the forming and nourishing. And if you don't have both sides, if you don't have like the two poles of a battery, you don't have a battery. There's no electricity. There's no power.
Okay, that's what's good.
So you have to have the giving the light and the forming it into a form. So if you don't have both sides, they're doing the proper job. The machine is not there.
Right, and also look, we can say that man was created in the divine image. What does that mean? Hashem created the world in order to give. To be able to give, when the Shekhinah is unified and there's no one to give to, you need a, so to speak, a third party to give to. Hashem created the world in order to give of His goodness. If we're created in man's in Hashem's image, then our goal is also to give. To give. A person can't give, there's no one to give to. Oh, if you can give to the bus driver a smile, you can give your mother a phone call at the end of the week. It's not what you're created for. Created to give. That's why the man's role is to give. Marriage. Without that, as you say, there's no other side.
Well, I think a phone call to your mother counts.
Oh, for sure it counts. It's not what I was created for. I wasn't created to give my mother a phone call once a week. It's good. It's wonderful. It's not the pinnacle.
Rabbis, you have a list of people they call right before Shabbos.
Yeah, it's great. It's great, but it's not what they're created for. They were created for 24/7 being with their wife and also in very tough situations. Right? Even though your mother might chew your ear off about getting a haircut, it's not the same as your wife kicking you out, kicking you out of the house, and working on your midot to make sure you do, etc., etc. Right? It's not the same. Melikut kitzaze shalavin madua bria lo yichola lagia l'shleimot shela b'li shalom bayit. So from this short chapter, this short section, we can understand a little bit why the creation of the world can't be fulfilled without shalom bayit. Ki ika bria ita mechamat she iva karish baruch hu la'asot lo dira patachtonim. Because the main thing about the creation was that Hashem wanted to create a place where His presence could dwell in the lower world. But Salish Konkan, Ba'olam HaTachton, He wanted to live in this lower world, Hanamuch HaZeh, this lowly world. And without the true connection between a husband and a wife, Hashem Yerach Lo Meshoret Shechinato, Hashem cannot rest His divine presence here. Then can, and if so, Muvan Shebli Shalom Bayit, it's clear that without Shalom Bayit, Ein Mikayemet Tachlit HaBriyah, there cannot be the purpose of creation fulfilled. In fact, Hashem should continue tomorrow.